them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Mr. Electric on Oliver Road for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
And now a star is born. On August 7, 1960, the world welcomed little baby David Duchovny.
Congratulations, Mom and Dad. And that is what happens 9 months after Californication.
David Duchovny, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Ahead of a visit to El Paso, Texas, President Trump on Twitter responds to the Democratic Party presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke, saying the president helped create the hatred that led to Saturday's mass shooting there.
The president decided just before midnight to directly engage in the criticism, tweeting, Beto, phony name to indicate Hispanic heritage. O'Rourke, who is embarrassed by my last visit to the great state of Texas, where I trounced him and is now even more embarrassed by polling at 1% in the Democrat primary, should respect the victims in law enforcement and be quiet.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. O'Rourke responds, El Paso will not be quiet and neither will I. Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey says he's in talks with other Republicans about strengthening federal background checks for gun purchases.
There are things that we can do to make our communities safer than they are today. And it's past time for Congress to act.
This is Fox News.
Here's a morning show that reminds you a zebra cannot change its stripes.
That's a fact, Jack!
Starring Greg Budell.
You can't go! All the plants are gonna die!
Jay Scott.
My friends call me Ox.
Emily Hayes.
You sleep until noon, then you watch Rocky and Bullwinkle, and then you play those stupid Tito Puente albums until 2 in the morning.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
Chicks dig me.
Now it's time to fall in and give all your attention to three men and a lady.
Who lighted the chicken across the road?
Take it from the left to the right.
He stepped out of range, got hit by a tree.
He ain't no chicken no more. No.
And here we come. In the tradition of stripes, marching in to bring you the kind of inspiration that will have you all saying,
that is great radio.
Are we making the cut yet?
No.
Okay, cut it out. It's Greg, Jay, Emily, and
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Yesterday, the heat index got to 101. I'm telling you, we're going to be a little higher than that level today, and tomorrow we're going to reach ridiculous levels on the heat index. So very hot today, with the high temperature up to about 96, but we're in the what's called the extreme caution range on the heat index. Risk of showers and thunderstorms later on, particularly towards evening when the storms come in clusters. A couple of stronger storms are possible. Not every town will get one, but a couple of storms will have gusty winds and maybe trigger a warning. Tonight's low 74. Tomorrow, dangerous heat with the heat indices easily 105. I've seen some numbers as high as 108, 109 tomorrow. Big heat can produce big storms. We'll be watching the radar carefully as scattered thunderstorms establish themselves again. And then showers and thunderstorms in a little bit more numerous supply on Friday. Saturday and Sunday, a decent supply of afternoon showers and storms. At least a 50-50 chance both days. Highs in the middle 90s. Right now this morning, the humidity Don't even ask. Winds out of the southwest at 3. Temperature is 76 now at 7:07.
With ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
7:07. I was looking for the food outlet specials earlier, but I just wanted to mention something that I found there. And I didn't know Konecka made these, but Konecka makes hot dogs.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
I had never seen them for some reason. I don't generally buy hot dogs very often.
Right.
But I wanted to try theirs, and they're awesome.
Keto. Food outlet?
That yeah. And
how do you eat them?
I grill them. And
with his mouth?
Well, I mean, I don't put them on a bun. I haven't seen a slice of bread in five weeks.
So you grill them, and then what do you do?
I dip them in a little mustard, I just have learned to not miss the bread. Now, if I were to put relish and onions and all that, it would be very messy.
Speaking of bread, how did that go last night?
Oh, the pizza place?
Yeah, when you couldn't eat any pizza. Or you could just scrape the toppings off and eat those.
I could have done that. The pizza place was phenomenal.
Love it.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Like, yeah. And, you know, and we waited until yesterday afternoon. We invited people, you know, you want to try this. If you can make it today at 6:15, I got a table for 10, you get 2 seats. Everybody was there. Everybody loved it. And I kind of turned it into a little focus group, you know, like, and got some feedback on the radio station and all that. And they just loved the bejeebers out of you guys.
Out of us?
Us.
Apparently not enough.
Everything's fine here, folks. You're so naughty.
He is. It is 7:08 when we come back. Emily Hayes will have your good news for the day.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling on into the 7 o'clock portion of our rush hour, and things look good out on the roadways. The boulevard's starting to build up some traffic, but there's no big hassles there. If you're on the interstates, you're up at a speed limit ride. Just watch the cars around you. And if you're on the 31s, we don't see any delays. School zones are about to kick in. Watch out. Traffic is building up around all the school zones. Be careful. Your speed limit's 15 miles an hour. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
There's an 11-year-old kid named Ruben in El Paso, Texas.
His last name isn't Sandwich, is it?
No, it's Martinez. And in the wake of the domestic terrorist attack at the Walmart there on Saturday, he wanted to figure out a way to help heal his community.
Mm-hmm.
So Ruben has started the El Paso Challenge. That's where he's challenging everyone in El Paso to do 22 good deeds for each other. The number 22 is in honor of the 22 victims who were murdered.
I see. Do 22 good deeds?
Mm-hmm. Ruben is suggesting things like mow someone's lawn, visit a nursing home, pay for someone's lunch or dinner, donate to families in need, write someone a letter and tell them how great they are, or hold the door for someone. His mother says he came up with the idea after he was having some trouble dealing with what happened. She explained to him that they couldn't live in fear and that the people in their community are caring and loving. So what a good way to help
for 11-year-old boy
deal with that tragedy. That's and nice. The trauma that follows by focusing on the good.
All right, Ruben.
He's ahead of his time.
Good job, Ruben.
Yes, and it took me a long, long time to learn something very simple, but it works every time. When you're really experiencing the blues and it's kind of like, oh, poor me. We all go through it. We all have something will go wrong or a couple of little things go wrong and we get into that funk space. And the fastest way out is to do something, especially for somebody that's not expecting it.
Yeah.
You know, even a stranger. I did that once. I was at the grocery store. The lady that was in front of me had a little kid, and her stuff got checked through, and she was short by $12. So she started saying, put this back. And I said, no, put that on my bill.
Right.
Those are kinds of things where you can, you know.
Right. Or
and especially if it, what was in, this was in the stupid money days. So could I really afford it? Didn't make sense. But those are the situations where you get a better benefit, I think, when it hurts a little bit.
I've been to Starbucks where somebody paid it back to me, and then I paid it back to someone else behind me.
Yeah.
I've been at the toll booth where something like that happens too.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
So there you go. I like that story a lot.
That's great.
And that's what we should be hearing instead of all the shrieking and everything else that's going on. It's crazy.
That's your good news.
Here's even more good news.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello. It's me, Emily.
Hi.
Hi.
Emily. Hi, Emily.
12 minutes
ago. I'm Greg. I'm an alcoholic.
It's not that kind of thing, Greg.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, 12 minutes ago, up in Millbrook, Dr. Jeff Pasley and his crew opened the doors at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. We've talked to you about Dr. Pasley for quite some time now, but there's more to his chiropractic services than just the spinal and extremity adjusting. Dr. Pasley wants you to be on the road to wellness, and that includes exercise, making sure your muscular strength is good and flexible, working on your nutrition, also having a positive mental attitude and spirit. And that's how he gets you on the road to wellness, and that helps you out more than you know. If you want to stop living in pain, to stop being dependent upon pain medication to get through everyday activities, call Dr. Jeff Pasley at 285-8483, 285-8483. Visit them in Millbrook, just a few miles off of I-65 on Highway 14. Just look for the Millbrook Family Chiropractic sign.
He's great. I remember...
He's funny.
Oh, he is. He was actually, he sidekicked on the show. And then he had a baby, and he wasn't able to get down here. I wish he would come back and hang out some afternoon. Great guy. Super smart. Super smart dude. 7:14. All right, so we got local news coming up. I have yet to come up with my convoluted intro.
Say it ain't so, Joe. First, there was the parking thing this morning, and now this.
Oh, man.
I fixed that.
Oh.
Your parking dilemma.
Oh. You fixed my parking dilemma?
Yes.
You didn't say something, did you?
He had it too.
I had him killed.
What in the world?
I'll never park in your space again.
Jeez.
But unfortunately, he'll never move that truck either now.
No. No, I handled it beautifully, with diplomacy, with panache. It's because it wasn't anything delivery. He didn't even know.
Give him a couple of cigarettes. Don't move your truck. A couple of smokes.
Here, kid.
What is the price of a pack of L&M menthols compared to Emily's happiness?
One parking space.
Did you really say something to him? Because you know I just wanted to sit and stew on this
for a
while.
Could you say that again in that high voice?
You said something on the radio.
Where's Bailey? Things are awkward for me, Bailey.
Oh, they're not awkward. Now, listen, everybody that's called the show so far this morning.
All zero of you.
Well, that's changing soon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
Because guess what?
What?
We are going to be having the brain starter soon. What are you laughing at?
Sorry. You know of deep fakes, right?
Deep fakes?
Yeah, where you put a person's face on somebody else's face and it looks really, really good as far as like very real.
Yeah.
Well, somebody took the intro of Full House and put Nick Offerman's face from his Parks and Recs character on every single person in.
Well, that's like when they took Rich's class photo and put his face.
Yes.
Yes, saw the picture. That's hilarious.
Oh, and Kit saying, did you happen to zoom into that picture you posted? Did you notice anything unusual?
See the effect you have on people? I mean, it's pretty...
They also used Mike Tyson's face on the intro for Family Matters. Every single character
I've
is Mike
Tyson.
I've
seen that, yes. And it is so funny. It is so funny.
Anyway, we're at 7:16. Local news. Jay's got random facts. You know what? Listen carefully. Be prepared if you got to take a potty break or something. Make some toast. Do it now, because you don't want to miss a single moment of it. And then you can win the $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz following. I say we dance.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Members of the NAACP held vigils across the state last night to bring attention to voter suppression. They say they're concerned with voter ID laws, voter purges, and gerrymandering. Not only are they calling on Congress, but also leaders in Alabama to push for change. Tuesday was National Night Out, and first responders were out in neighborhoods educating residents on crime. First responders visited nearly 30 Montgomery County communities. The first National Night Out was 35 years ago. And changes are coming to Exit 38 in Tuskegee. Mayor Tony Haygood says a new development will include restaurants and a new gas station. City leaders are also in negotiations for a hotel and Greyhound bus station at the site. The first business should be open by the end of September. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
You have become a great showman.
You are becoming a sick workaholic lunatic.
You've become really, really boring.
Become a Dennis level menace.
Become the world's oldest baby.
I don't care what you think of me.
I'm looking through you. Where did you go? I thought I knew you. What did I know?
Truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by LeQuire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyleQuire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyleQuire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
The best things in life are free.
Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5, right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too, because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work, so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Let's go! Heard the word that's on the street. This show is great, I know. This morning program's hard to beat. We're awake and ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you driving in the driver's seat? You know we are playing nothing but hits. Beep to the sound of the beat, yeah! Listening is a must. Listening is a must. We're your number one and we're gonna have fun. So listening is a must. Today, we're gonna get you through. So listening is a must.
And now, here's the queen of...
Random
facts.
Yay! Simple.
Effective.
Yes.
Honest.
Trustworthy.
This is CBS.
Greg gets a cheese slice.
Just no bread on that.
And then keto.
Yeah.
Greg's on the board.
That's the first one for the week?
I just started this like yesterday.
Yeah, it was just yesterday.
Lord.
And Rich got it because you said, we did a contest where you said, hey, if you can get this, I'll give you an extra cheese slice on your sandwich. Remember?
Started.
We were guessing
Yeah.
Oh, what was it? I don't remember. Anyway.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Did you know?
We have short-term memory problems.
What?
When Emily says we, she means me.
I mean, all of us.
We just substitute Greg for we.
This isn't people exclusive. Jay can't remember what happened yesterday on the show.
Well, specific things we say.
Life is hard.
Did you know the novel The Outsiders?
Okay.
First off, was written by a woman.
Yep, Essie Hinton.
Yeah.
A dame?
Yeah, and she was like a teenager.
15 when she started writing the book, 16 when she finished most of it, and 18 when it was published.
Wow. It had more child star notables than any other movie of all time.
Oh my gosh. Rob Lowe, Patrick Swayze, Matt Dillon, Emilio Estevez. What? Leif Garrett was in it.
Leif Garrett, yeah.
You're talking about Blue Lagoon?
No, we're talking about the film version of The Outsiders.
Oh, that.
Diane Lane was in it.
Was that a Francis Ford Coppola movie?
Let me look.
Totally hijacked your fact.
Where was I? What year did this movie come out?
Oh, in the
80s.
80s, yeah.
Came out in 1983, directed by Francis Ford Coppola.
Every big kid star under the age of 20 in the world.
Big deal. We had to read and watch it. It's
I got that confused with Reservoir Dogs.
Oh.
Totally
very similar.
See
Thomas Howell, Matt Dillon, Ralph Macchio, Patrick Swayze, Rob Lowe, Emilio Estevez, Tom Cruise.
Wow.
See, I never watched Reservoir Dogs because the dame that gave me the videotape, I mean videotape literally, of that movie did something that really I didn't like.
Oh.
So I connected Reservoir Dogs with her behavior, and I've been unable to watch it.
She didn't rewind.
All those names, and the movie had a budget of $10
million. Gosh.
Made $33
million. Gosh.
But I feel like that's when they were all like on the cusp of becoming huge stars.
It was before,
Think about that list he just read off. Yeah. What did C. Thomas Howell do after that?
He
dropped off the planet.
He did that film, and it was bad.
I can't remember the name of that.
Oh, man.
Did you know that herding dogs like border collies and Australian cattle dogs, I will also add in corgis.
Corgis.
Corgis are herding dogs. They are very, very intelligent. They also have a very strong working instinct.
They want to work.
They
want to work.
They will. It compels them to work at home. They will herd family members and other animals.
They want to work.
This behavior includes chasing, nipping, and barking as well.
Right. Right.
Somebody commented that my Aunt Shepherd used to love herding people at parties. We'd be milling around and then suddenly realize that everyone in the room was crowded into one corner while the dog sat there looking very pleased with herself.
Right. Right. Right.
You know, Hershey does that. Hershey is a herder.
Is that right?
Yeah. Many species of dogs have that instinct when they're around people. They want to gather them together.
My dog, Sky, was an Australian shepherd, and they're kind of a herding type dog as well.
Did you know of the Wangongchang?
Oh, Wangongchang?
Gunpowder factory explosion.
Oh.
Of 1626. goes back a little bit. This happened in Beijing, China. It killed 20,000 people.
What?
Was heard over 90 miles away. Victims were stripped of their clothing due to the force of the blast. The cause was never determined. Obviously, the gunpowder was a cause, but the whole...
Wangong, and this was in the 1700s.
The Wangong Chang.
Yeah, 1600. 1626.
1626 is the year on that one.
Wangong Wang. Did they go out of business?
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't exactly know. Not sure. Oh, various theories have been put forth, including the gunpowder explosion, possibly a meteoroid crash.
Aliens.
And a natural gas... Well, the meteorite. And natural gas explosion is also...
Interesting. I didn't know natural gas was around back in this time.
Well,
I mean, natural gas obviously was, but I'm talking about the use of natural gas.
Not sure. Did you know that sperm whales use clicks for echolocation? These clicks can reach up to 230 decibels.
Whoa.
Studies have found that at 200 decibels underwater, for a human, the body will heat up due to the vibrations because of that. And divers have reported soreness from being around sperm whales after only 15 minutes.
Wow.
Because of the clicks.
But they can talk to other sperm whales thousands of miles away.
Yeah. It's amazing. Underwater.
Instead of texting.
Yeah. Did you know the Central State Museum of Kazakhstan... What?
Go ahead.
Anyway, has a replica of the costume worn by the Golden Man. That was a warrior from the 5th century BC and a main symbol of independence. The original costume is made of more than 4,000 pieces of gold.
Gold.
And is said to be kept in a vault in the National Bank of Kazakhstan in Almaty? Almaty, maybe? Yeah. I'll have to look up what the Golden Man looks like. Did you know in farming terms, the plural of beef is beeves?
Beef, pluralized as beeves.
B-E-E-V-E-S.
Oh.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
But that's only a farming term. It's not something you would use in everyday use. Beef, there is no plural for beef. It is just beef.
Beeves. Yeah. That's what's for dinner.
I suppose the guy that does all that is the Beeveser. They leave it to the Beeveser.
Beeves and Butthead. As a farming term, the plural is beeves, meaning the whole dead body carcass of the cow that had been fattened for its meat. Beeves is not typically for ordinary usage, just for agricultural terms. Do you know of a literary device which is called an acrostic?
No, but do tell.
An acrostic
is... that when you don't believe in God?
No.
That's good, because I was thinking the same thing, but you got it out quicker.
And so you're right about it? No, an acrostic is a literary device in which the first letter of every verse consecutively forms a word or message. An acrostic is mostly applied in poetry, can also be used in prose or a word puzzle. This word or alphabet is often connected to the theme of the poem. I want to say that Edgar Allan Poe did one at one time.
You got me to Google? I'll Google.
Yeah, I can't remember, but every letter that started a line spelled out the name of the woman I think he was writing about, or something like that. I can't remember. It's also been used in like cryptography and stuff like that, where somebody can hide a message using the first letter of each line. Emily's looking this up now. Did you find anything?
Mm-hmm. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm not as internet savvy as you.
I was waiting for the rest of that sentence.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Yep, I got it. Elizabeth.
Yeah. Does it spell her name?
Yeah. First line is, Elizabeth, it is in vain you say. Second line is, love not. Thou sayest it in so sweet a way. I'm not going to read this whole thing.
But the whole thing.
But it spells out Elizabeth. Like, Elizabeth, love in something I'm not even going to try to pronounce. Breath. Yeah, it all spells out Elizabeth.
Yeah.
And it's just titled an acrostic.
Did you know the jazz icon Louis Armstrong so strongly believed in the health benefits of laxatives?
Yeah.
That he agreed to be an unpaid spokesperson for a brand called Swiss Chris.
Unpaid? No. Yeah, well, I certainly considered it, but I had...
Greg has two cheeses now.
One ad featured him smiling while sitting on a toilet.
No.
Hey, I want to do your commercials, and I don't want to make any money.
And there's the ad.
Well, hello, toilet. Well, hello. It's so nice to wipe you out when I'm with you.
Swiss Chris.
I rarely get to sing on the show, so it's nice.
That was good, though. Did you know that Nicolas Cage once outbid Leonardo DiCaprio for a 70-million-year-old dinosaur skull? He paid $276,000 for it. He later found out that that skull was stolen.
Oh.
Probably not by, well, no, Leonardo DiCaprio was bidding for it. No. He found out the skull was stolen, and he agreed to return it to the Mongolian authorities.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, but there's an example of why Nick Cage, who I have to give him full credit for being a good actor and doing movies that are generally watchable.
Yeah.
But he's made, I don't know, close to $100 million in his career, and he's bankrupt. Because he buys dinosaur skeletons and stuff like that.
Right. He's a little eccentric. Is that the word?
He needs Brant McDonald really bad.
He does.
Did you know that during the 1980 Iran embassy siege, the SAS, what is that? What's SAS?
Wait a minute. The Iran embassy siege. I don't know who the SAS is.
The SAS.
Are you saying SAS or SIS?
No, SAS.
Isn't that an airline?
It's not an airline. Is it an airline? I thought it was a military thing.
I believe that was the name of...
Scandinavian Airlines.
Oh.
Yeah.
There you go.
I want cheese for that.
What? No, you don't get a cheese slice for that.
And cut me some cheese and put it on my total for the week.
Let's make a rule that if you ask for cheese...
Yeah, if you ask for cheese...
You can't get it.
You're going to lose a cheese slice.
Oh, no.
You'd be happy with the cheese slices I dole out.
All right, I'm sorry.
All right.
So during the 1980 Iranian embassy siege, the SAS instructed planes from Heathrow Airport to fly at a lower altitude so as to mask the sound of them drilling into the walls.
Oh. Wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
What's that movie that Ben Affleck did about getting the hostages?
Argo. Argo, yeah.
And that was a clever, clever movie.
It was
a funny movie. It was clever and based on a real story. In fact, a lot of it's true.
And finally, did you know the reason that Phoenix can exist in the middle of the desert?
Yeah.
It's because in 1868...
I knew it.
A man by the name of Jack Swilling discovered the ruins of a 27,000 square mile canal system built by the Hohokam. Yeah, which I'm guessing is Indian tribe, possibly. Anyway, he restarted the canals, and today that infrastructure, with modern expansions, of course, waters the city of over 1 million people in the desert.
How about
that?
How about?
Okay.
Them's your random facts.
You guys are going to convene. We'll have a $10 food outlet pop quiz coming up in just a minute, 7:35, as we hit dangerous heat. And Rich will tell you more about that in just a minute. Keep in mind that those heat levels also can be dangerous for your AC unit. And the harder it has to work, the less long it's going to live. And there is a great new technology in insulation that can make the difference, A, in extending the life of your system and cutting your electric costs substantially. And I get this from no less an authority than Rick Clark from Clark's Heating and Air. And that is Masterfoam. This is insulation that is truly the most effective at keeping the heat out, lowering your attic temperature, and therefore doesn't require your system to work as hard. We're trying to address this in our house right now. Because our house is like 30-some years old, and the insulation is, you know, like anything else, gravity, it's down, so we got to address that. And we are in the middle of doing that. But the ultimate solution, whether you're building a new home or you live in an existing home that could use better insulation, call Wade Cannon at MasterFoam at 802-FOAM, 802-F-O-A-M, and ask about MasterFoam or look them up online because it really works. We're talking a third to half to 50% in savings on your electric costs, especially during the summer with MasterFoam. Master-Foam.com. is the website. All right, now we're ready for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz. Quizmaster Jay.
Well, we have a call coming in, but I'll get that in just a moment. I wanted to say we did have a caller that corrected us on SAS. Yes, it is Scandinavian Airlines, but the SAS I was referring to was the Special Air Services. It's Britain's Air Force people.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what that was.
Okay.
There goes my cheese.
All right.
You were not given a slice of cheese for that anyway.
Because you asked.
Cut his cheese out of that, please. All right, earlier in Random Facts, we talked about The Outsiders, basically the author of the book, but we also talked about the movie. Name two of the actors. And then bring me something to mop up the blood.
What would you like us
ears.
To do here in the morning? Should we do an SAT test at 7:30?
I'm just
SAS test.
No, that's the broadcasting alert that tells you that nuclear missiles are being 272-9228. If you can answer that question, all right, 7:38.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the middle of the 7 o'clock hour, and yep, you need to slow down if you're on I-65 southbound headed into the downtown area. Our normal traffic jam is starting to develop there. If you're on I-85, we don't see any problems for you. The traffic on the boulevard's moving along smoothly this morning with delays only at the traffic lights, and we don't see any big problems on the 31s. School zones are in effect. Be careful. Watch the kids and the buses, and remember your speed limit's 15 miles an hour. Reinhardt Collision Center is looking for an auto body technician that is ICAR certified with 3 years auto body experience. If interested, please call Russell at Reinhardt Collision Center, 334-213-1216. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, what was that great line from the movie?
Houston, we have a problem.
Yesterday we did the pop quiz question, and the lines...
Yeah, we got five lines.
Immediately.
And today's was exceedingly easy.
So easy.
We're talking about the movie The Outsiders, and there were a bunch of young male stars in that movie. We just need the name of two. That's all we need. 272-9228. That's all we're asking for.
I think you guys were a little presumptuous on this one. That, you know, everybody knows them. I don't know that movie, and I've been.
Well, it's a big deal movie.
I was in middle school when we had to read the book, and we ended up watching the movie after we took the test on it.
Yeah.
So it's something that, you know, was, I guess, part of the curriculum here in the great state of Alabama. Not like swimming naked.
In the great state of
Illinois.
I learned a lot. I learned a lot in swimming naked.
Oh, there we go. Look at that.
Cooter is on the line.
The phone's going crazy.
Yes, sir. Good morning. How y'all?
Hey.
Hey.
I think Emilio Estevez was mentioned.
Uh-huh.
And Matt Dillon was also in there.
Matt who? I'm sorry.
Matt Dillon.
Matt Dillon is correct.
Yeah. We applaud you, Cooter.
C. Thomas Howell. And,
my family can eat again.
There you go.
And just in time. And boy, you'll be able to eat. Well, you know what you can get, Cooter, with that $10 food outlet gift certificate? 2 pounds of New York strip.
Hey, Jeff, what's the first
thing? Wow.
And you can, I mean, I make that go around for four people.
Yeah.
So
I'll have to stick it in my neighbor's barbecue when he's out of town.
Or try it in the broiler with a little cricket dust. Hang on, buddy. Good work.
Hi.
You know what I think happened on that one?
Huh.
Because we were having so much fun with what was going on at the end of Random Facts that when it came to do the question, it kind of got mixed up in the
deleted.
Middle.
Yeah.
Because as soon as when Rich did it, maybe we should have you do the call to action on that. Because everybody pays attention to you.
No.
When you tell people to go to their safe space, they go to their safe space. When you tell them to call, they call.
No.
I think we're onto something here. I really do.
Whatever you want me to do, Captain.
Well, we need the voice of some people to pay attention to.
Not me.
Apparently not me either. It's 741.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
There's a certain irony that with a lot of kids who started school yesterday and more kids who started today, that we're talking about this extreme heat. It just doesn't seem to go together. You think about school and you think about, you know, cooler days in fall. But very hot and humid today with the heat index approaching the 105 danger range. Today's high 96. And the risk of scattered storms, especially later on. We're going to be watching the radar for clusters of storms. Watch my video this morning. We talk about this problem over the next few days of these clusters of storms that will ride in like a roller coaster from the northwest through southeast. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side. Tonight's low 74. Tomorrow, dangerous heat. With the heat index above 105, I think, you know, maybe some numbers like 109, 108. Big-time heat can produce big storms, and scattered afternoon and evening storms need to be watched tomorrow. And then showers and storms a little bit more numerous on Friday. And then on Saturday and Sunday, a decent supply, at least a 50-50 chance both days. Hot with a high in the mid-90s. Right now this morning, 76 degrees with incredible humidity and hardly any wind at 743.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
All right, it is 7:43. Hey!
Hey!
In my usual daily negligence...
Oh...
Did I forget to distribute conundrum possibilities?
That's a possibility that you forgot to distribute.
I apologize here, and I know we had a couple still left over.
We'll just have to talk about it when we go to the break.
Because we're going to be doing 2 of those a day starting soon.
Oh.
What's happening here?
2 days? 2 days are rough in the summertime.
That's why I'm drinking all this water.
Especially this heat.
You know, it's funny. One of my good behaviors, in addition to, you know, doing a keto, I can't wait till I see Jaqueline Tomlinson when she comes in next week.
Right.
Because she's the one that started it because it works so well for her. And I like it because there's no deprivation, you know, involved with it. But everybody, including both Drs. Woodling, said, got to drink more water.
Oh.
So here I am. And it reminds me... I was in a post-operative rehab with James Taylor's brother, Alec.
I remember that story, yeah.
And this bottle reminds me of, you know, he was having a stomach surgery, so they made him drink a gallon of that Go Lightly or whatever it is, that wretched, awful stuff.
Go Lightly.
And every so often, Alec would come into the kitchen, and the jug was sitting there, and he said, and he hated it. And he said, you know what? If this stuff was vodka, I could have had this done in one sitting. He was one of the funniest people I've ever been in the hospital with. I thought that was a good line, but I guess not. It's 7:45.
Today, Disney's quarter was weaker than a year ago. But Disney also unveiled its plans for a streaming bundle of Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, and Hulu for $12.95 a month to launch in November. Lindsay Bell of CFRA says investors may have to wait a while to see the benefit of Disney's new streaming plans.
The only concern for the near term is this is a stock that's up 30% year to date, right? And, you know, Bob Iger also made the comment on his call that it's going to take a couple of years for those streaming services to turn around, just like Netflix and some of the others.
Arizona Iced Tea is getting into the cannabis business. It has a licensing deal with Denver-based cannabis company Dixie Brands, which sells vaporizers, candies, drinks, and other products. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super PolyGrip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
PolyGrip!
Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing.
Surprise!
The birthday gal's arrived. And thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
Polydent.
August 7th is Professional Speakers Day. Wait, I'm a professional speaker. I should be getting the day off. That settles it. For this professional speaker, today is I'm getting a manicure and going to the mall day. Toodles.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Tuesday was National Night Out, and first responders were out in neighborhoods educating residents on crime. First responders visited nearly 30 Montgomery County communities. The first National Night Out was 35 years ago. Members of the NAACP held vigils across the state last night to bring attention to voter suppression. They say they're concerned with voter ID laws, voter purges, and gerrymandering. Not only are they calling on Congress, but also leaders in Alabama to push for change. And changes are coming to Exit 38 in Tuskegee. Mayor Tony Haygood says a new development will include restaurants and a gas station. City leaders are also in negotiations for a hotel and Greyhound bus station at the site. The first business should be open by the end of September. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer. Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
On your TV, a dance show. Your wife is blissing out, but you, not so much. How are you going to get through this? You look down. The answer is in your hand. Your phone. Sports, box scores, highlights, everything you love in one perfect bundle from WOW. Super fast internet, tons of TV channels, all for just $64.99 per month. Go to wowway.com and get yours today.
WOW.
Offer for new customers invalid for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing, equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Caravina Village is leading the way in senior living and invites you to see for yourself how you can cruise into retirement. Learn more and schedule a tour at caravinavillage.com today.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Mr. Electric ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Mr. Electric. Mr. Electric, we have the power to make things better. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Mr. Electric and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
New from Nacho Bell. First, there are habanero nacho fries, then ghost pepper fries, then Carolina Reaper fries. Now, the hottest nacho fries ever. New sulfuric acid nacho fries. Steak fries cooked to perfection with that famous nacho seasoning, but then dipped in sulfuric acid for the hottest sensation ever. It'll burn you from the inside out. New sulfuric acid nacho fries. And coming soon, radioactive sulfuric acid nacho fries. Because it can never be too hot.
You know who's one of those people that likes to push the envelope with that stuff is Joey.
With the nacho?
The peppers.
Just the other day I said,
Joey,
you're going to burn your gizzard out with... Because he tried that Carolina Reaper raw.
Right.
Somebody had brought some of those to the station.
That's insane. Yeah.
And did I ever tell you the the ballpark story about nachos and the pepper?
I'm not sure. Did you tell it again?
No. Oh. It's delicate. That's a story. Oh. I need some prodding from listeners if I've made you curious.
Okay.
Enough to call on.
Is that one where...
It was a date to a Yankee exhibition game.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided we should get some nachos with the cheese and the
jalapenos.
I've had that many times.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what was in these particular jalapenos.
Uh-huh.
But you know the color that the rear engine of a fighter jet takes on when it's getting ready to launch off an aircraft carrier, like in Top Gun?
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's what the next day was like. And it's not one of those things when you're kind of new in a relationship. Hey, how are you today? By the way, did you have any experience, any discomfort?
Right.
It's...
I thought,
but I asked it in the, and this is a tribute to me, because I'm so good at these things with ladies. I did ask it in a way she said, if you're talking about that, yes.
Oh, my. I don't know how you approached that. Probably as delicately as you handled the situation downstairs this morning, right? Parking situation.
Oh, that, yes. No, with diplomacy. I am the ambassador.
You didn't have to say anything, Kevin. I would have been fine stewing about it and complaining about it for the next decade.
Do you remember my hot sauce type of uninformed, naive moment where I said, what is this green goo here? This looks good. And I said, put it in my mouth. Everybody goes, no, don't do that. what do you call that?
Wasabi?
Oh, did you do that with wasabi?
The whole thing.
Oh, Rich.
As in shoveled it in?
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Yikes.
Not for days.
What it does is, it just overwhelms every sense of your body, especially every sense that you have.
I heard for you.
Yeah.
In retrospect.
Mm. On a related note, did you know that there's been a sharp uptick in the number of poisonous snake bites in the South this year?
Is that right?
Yeah. We'll be addressing that next hour. Anyway, I'm so glad we're having so much fun this morning because, I got that doctor appointment. You never know when you're going to have that. No, you could say,
but
now you have arterial monochromia and you got about 6 months. One of these days.
Bailey got a good report yesterday.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. And that's because we feed her nothing but the finest grilled chicken tenders from Food Outlet. Because that's what she would be doing. If, you know, how did dogs survive all these centuries without bags of dog food sitting around the forest? They ate chickens and things like that.
Right.
So
right.
She's doing, when she wants that chicken tender in the morning, she's doing what nature is demanding her to do.
I would think so.
Our conundrum this morning, more than half of women say they're better at this than their husbands.
Ooh.
Everything.
Well, we can eliminate that answer, but that's clever. That's funny. Let's hear it from Lee.
Please clap.
Oh, Jeb.
Jeb, exclamation point.
Jeb!
And this Saturday, I'll be heading up to Brian Joy. I'm on a mission. Yeah. But it's the one place I know I can take what I have and turn it into something positive. This is what they've been doing for three generations. Think about that. Brian Jewelry opened in the preferred community before it was the preferred community. They opened when it was a real tiny little town with just a few thousand people. But as they've grown with Prattville from a tiny little shop to start out with, then a nice sizable store as part of a mall, and now in their own freestanding building on Main Street in Prattville. And their selection is competitive. I sent the website to Goose to browse. Take a look around in there, and if you see anything that inspires you or something we can tweak, because they're professional jewelers, they can actually modify something or create it from scratch, just let me know. So that's my mission, and it's an important one, because we're going to put something in the past where it belongs and move on with our lives. But whether it's an occasion like a birthday, anniversary, you want to celebrate the greatest rivalry in sports, they have two showcases, one for Alabama, one for Auburn, that have an amazing collection of first-class gifts. And like I said, rings, any kind of gem or stone, multiple selections and everything at Brian Jewelry. Go to brianjewelry.com, join the club, save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. We'll put something on layaway for Christmas. Get that out of the way now so you don't have to worry about it. You can really enjoy the holidays when that high-pressure gift is already taken care of. Again, brianjewelry.com, 1778 East Main in Prattville.
Traffic is brought to you by The Pizza Place. Enjoy the delicious buffet at The Pizza Place or take home the huge OMG pizza tonight. The Pizza Place is located at 3848 Harrison Road. The Pizza Place, home of the OMG pizza.
I heard people say that last night when they saw the size of that thing.
Oh, my God.
That's what they named it. At 757.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the 7 o'clock rush hour, and we see a problem on I-65 southbound right at the Southern Boulevard. There are police directing traffic. There's an 18-wheeler that's disabled right in the traffic lane, so be careful if you approach that area. We also see the slowdown in the downtown area as you're coming in from Prattville, so be careful there. If you're on I-85, there aren't any delays this morning. The boulevard's moving along pretty well with traffic jams around the Troy Highway and around the Atlanta Highway. And don't forget to watch out in school zones. Your speed limit's 15 miles an hour. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Sounds like a job for AC by LuCroyer.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by LuCroyer and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbylucquire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbylucquire.com.